A couple of years ago on April Fool's Day, Google announced a feature it called Google Knows, a searchable database of smell. Brenda Salinas reports on new research showing that prank might not be such a dumb idea.
Technology that has an olfactory component has captured our imagination for a long time. But in actual science, smell and taste have mostly taken a back seat.
Olfaction is devilishly hard to control in the lab, and we have not really solved that very well. But no one's even asked the question. No one's even gone there.
UC Berkeley psychologist Lucia Jacobs published a study proving that people can create a map in their heads using different scents as location markers. She put vials of fragrances around a room and then led blindfolded subjects to a random point. On average, the subjects were able to find their way from the start to the end point in less than 90 seconds.
I could imagine if you were a professional, like a wine professional or a perfume professional, I imagine that someone could tell another professional, well, you remember that lavender scented whatever? It was right next to that.
I wanted to put that hypothesis to the test, to challenge a professional and see who could get around better using just our sense of smell. First, a quick stop to the local aromatherapy store.
So I was wondering if it was possible to buy the smallest little samples of 6-7 essential oils.
I can show you what we have.
Okay.
Yeah.
I took my new aromatherapy kit to meet June Rodill, a master sommelier in Austin. Her coworker Daisy Ryan set up the experiment. Step one, we each closed our eyes as she led us to different spots in a kitchen, each one marked with a vial of essential oil. First me.
This one smells like a spa. Okay, so like 10 steps. This one smells like a fancier spa. I don't know, they kind of smell the same.
Then it was Rodale's turn.
Kind of like a clementine tangerine, so you're in like, we're in like soft citrus. So like an artificial soft citrus.
Okay.
Okay.
Very well done.
Oh, thank
don't
you.
Don't open your eyes.
I'm not.
Step two, our eyes still closed. We each tried to retrace that same path. I gave up about halfway through.
So I guess I'm lost.
Unlike me, Rodale had no problem rewalking the path using just her sense of smell.
Mm-hmm. That's my Peachos.
Okay.
Great. Okay. Second one. Third one, York Peppermint Patty.
Yep.
It's a spa. It's Mecca Spa. Second floor.
We're done.
That's it.
You did it.
Most of us will never develop the sense of smell of a master sommelier. Austin entrepreneur Steve Papermaster says pretty soon there'll be no need to. We'll have machines that smell for us. He's developed an electronic nose, a microchip that can smell.
Well, the good news for the machines is they don't need to use words like salty or sweet or sour. They just need to understand what are they sensing and communicate the information or the data about it.
Right now, companies are using electronic noses to detect small traces of chemicals in manufacturing and in medicine. Papermaster says in a couple of years, we'll be surrounded by smelling, tasting microchips. They'll be in packaging, in our homes, even on our bodies. For NPR News in Austin, definitely smells like Austin, I'm Brenda Salinas.